Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking for a quiet place where you can filter out all the noise and the hustle, this is it. Every week, I invite you to slow down and join me to explore practical ways to organize and automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. If you're looking for a meaningful gift for a sister, teacher, mom, or friend, then Simplified's got you covered. You can get a digital Simplified gift card in about 2 seconds. You'll receive a printable certificate with a very cute Christmas design that you can print out and tuck into a card or forward to your person with ease. So if you need an easy slam dunk gift, let us help you out. You can find Simplified gift cards right now at emilylay.com. Here's something every one of us knows, but maybe we don't acknowledge as much as we should. Sometimes the holidays get awkward because families are weird. Think about it. Every funny holiday movie that features a family is filled with awkward moments. There is a reason Christmas Vacation was one of our favorite movies to watch every year. We can all identify with the Griswolds putting up with crazy cousin Eddie because we all have a crazy cousin Eddie. He might be an uncle who talks way too much about politics or a mother-in-law who can't help but point out that the turkey should have been out of the oven at least 2 hours ago, and it would have been if she were hosting the holiday meal, thank you very much. It could be a brother who gets way too into football and shouts at his iPhone while you're sitting down to Christmas dinner, or a sister who's really into her MLM and won't shut up about how amazing her products are and how she's this close to reaching her quota this quarter if you'd only place a teensy order over $300. Let's face it, we are all a little quirky. I am, and I know you are too. That's what makes us special. And when you get a bunch of quirky people under one roof, stuff's gonna happen. That's what makes the holidays with family so interesting. No matter how much we try to skirt around it, we're gonna run into some awkward moments with our families during the holidays. We all have different ways to cope with it. This is something that's always fascinated me. I've always wanted to know how people deal with different situations, and that's especially true for family awkwardness and boundary weirdness at the holidays. That is why I am so glad to have Jessa Bray from Team Simplified here with me today. Jessa, how do I love you? Let me count the ways. Jessa is our art director. She is wildly talented. She's a crazy amazing artist. You've seen her artwork all over our products. She's also one of the most incredible newly minted Enneagram 8s. She and I both just retook the Enneagram, and I'm a 3, formerly a 2. She's an 8, formerly a 6, I think. But Jessa, I love 8s, and they're the type of people that will just show up for you, like no questions asked, and that is Jessa. So y'all buckle up. This is a wild and fun episode. So enjoy the conversation. We are going to be talking about coping with awkward family moments at the holidays with Jessa from Team Simplified. Hi, Jessa.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. For anyone who does not know you, would you just introduce yourself, tell everybody what you do over at Simplified, and who's in your immediate family?
Okay, so my name is Jessa. I'm the art director here at Simplified. I paint all the things. I am pulling inspiration, looking at trends. I'm designing shirts. I'm doing all of that fun stuff. I'm also a mom of 3 kids, 8, 3, and 10 months. Wide range here. Yeah, and then I'm wife to Tyler, and he's awesome. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
That's awesome. Well, we are talking today about awkward family moments during the holidays. And I just knew that I knew you would be perfect for this episode, not because of your family in any way, stretch or form, but just because what a way to tee that up. But because I knew that your sense of humor would just be perfect for discussing the awkward moments that we literally all have.
All of us have them.
I don't care who your family is. You've got them.
Definitely have them. And yeah. I think that I'm a little unique in the way of like, I kind of live for these moments. I kind of embrace them. So I'm kind of excited to maybe like throw a wrench in what you would normally expect in these ways.
So I'm laughing so hard I can't breathe because I'm just imagining like my own awkward family moments. And for us, I mean,
I could talk about this for 6 hours because just every family has characters. But like, if you get my dad, God love him, if you get my dad talking about politics, religion, or like the state of the world as it stands, I could just see you in the corner like snickering into your plate.
Oh, I'm usually the one teeing him up, right? Like I'm usually the one.
Don't do
like,
it.
Have you seen
what's going on
the market lately?
No, don't do it.
I think it's going to be great in like 2 months. Like I will just say things to provoke because it's what they're passionate about. And like, I love it so much.
You tee him up and then you just watch him just go. That's going to be Brian
Lay. Go.
Yeah. In his old age, he will be the one that you could be like, so what do you think of the stock market right now? And he would set down his drink and be like, well,
let me just give you a 2-hour TED talk.
Exactly.
On what it's doing.
Oh, exactly. Caroline's sitting behind me laughing. Okay, so we're just gonna get into this. What is the weirdest or most awkward moment that you've ever shared with your family at the holidays? Was it recent or was this like years ago? Who started it? I want to know all the details.
This is juicy content. I'm here for it. And I said this in a text the other night. I will deal with the repercussions later, whatever that might be. Probably at another holiday event. Okay, so this isn't necessarily like Christmas or Thanksgiving, but this is 4th of July, and it set me up for multiple awkward encounters as the years have gone by.
Oh, good.
Okay, so Tyler and I have been married. I mean, it's December, so we've been married almost 12 years. December 22nd is going to be 12 years for us. It was nuts. We were babies. And so one of the first instances of me experiencing like a family holiday event, we were not married yet. We were engaged. And so I was doing that whole like trying to impress his sister situation.
Yeah.
And like getting in with a sister, I feel like is almost harder than getting in with the mother-in-law.
I feel
like the mother-in-law has grace. I wasn't, I don't know. The sister was very intimidating to me. I don't have a sister, so I didn't know what that looked like. Well, we went over for 4th of July and her husband's family was there. So she's doing the same thing I'm doing. Like she's making sure her sister-in-laws are fine and okay. And everybody's like having a great time. My normal situation for a 4th of July is we make hot dogs. We stare at the sky and it's precious and beautiful. And I feel proud to be an American. It was not the situation. Okay. We drive up and there are boys. There are 20-year-old men running around with Roman candlesticks.
Oh God.
We're in the woods. And I am like, you have two choices here. You can go sit inside and take cover and pray, just pray. Or you can show them that you are a lot of fun and that you are absolutely a master at fireworks. And
you will light things on fire.
And I will light things on fire. And I chose that and I fully embraced it. And before I knew it, I'm holding a bottle rocket. And I've only used these in a bottle because that's what they're called. And Tyler's like, no, you can hold them. Hold them. And I was like, I'm going to be your wife. Let me hold that. I'll hold it.
Right.
So I hold it. I light it. First one that goes off into the back of my future sister-in-law's sister-in-law. And it burns a hole right through her brand new guest shirt.
No.
And I'm at this point nervous laughing, like, oh my God, I'm sorry, oh my gosh. And she like gives me no emotion, no indicator that grace will be given, and goes inside and sits there the rest of the night.
No.
And when I tell you that we still have not, I mean, I apologize. Obviously, I like go inside. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like I just new to this whole like holding fireworks thing and nothing, just like blank. And so like even still. We just like don't interact. Like I at this point, I'm like, do I send her a guest shirt? Do I bedazzle something else of hers?
I bedazzle her a brand new shirt? Yes. I'm so sorry. But you are forever known as the girl who lit her on fire.
I know. I am the fire. And I just like, it's not even my personality to do that, but I was that girl at that time. And now I am branded that. So that's fine.
Oh, that is so funny. Yeah. So my story is, so Brian and I are dating and we started dating and we were both like hot and heavy, ready to get married, like right from the get-go. I mean, we just knew.
Same.
And I think his family, he had had a couple of very long-term girlfriends. Okay. And his family is like, you know, I met them and they were so great and welcoming to me. But I did kind of wonder if they were like, whoa, like where'd this girl come from, right?
Right.
So I, of course, am like, Brian, I'm going to come down and host Thanksgiving at your house for your whole family. I'm going to show them what a great hostess I am. I mean, I can't cook a thing at this point, but I can set a table.
But again, this is the role that you have to. Get in your head. Like, this is the only way.
It's the only way. And I'm just going to, I'm going to insert myself. And there, it was kind of a situation where, like, they weren't really sure who was going to host. And so I was like, me, pick me. Watch me be the amazing new gonna-be daughter-in-law, gonna-be sister-in-law.
Yeah.
So I go down and I host it. And everybody brings something, which is my favorite way to do Thanksgiving. And one of his siblings, and I promise I can't remember who it was. So if any of his siblings are listening to this and it was you, I'm sorry, but it was a thing. They brought stuffing, dressing. I'm sorry. My mom gets mad at me when I say dressing and stuffing are not the same. Yeah. It was dressing. And they said they would bring dressing, and instead they brought dressing with salsa in it.
What?
And I remember, like, I couldn't control my facial features. Like, I was like, oh, this is great. Like, okay, great. Because I came from a long line of, like, we did what we did for Thanksgiving. Yeah. Like, and you only had Mumu's dressing. Like, it was my grandma, Mumu. Only had Mumu's dressing. It was only made a certain way. And so I just assumed when she brought dressing, it was going to be basically just like Mumu's dressing. It was not. It was muffins, and it had salsa in it. And I'm pretty sure I wish this was on video, because I'm pretty sure my face was not a good face. And I was like, oh, good. Great. This is great. All that to say that a beautiful Thanksgiving tradition ended up coming out of that, and we ended up hosting like year after year, but I made the dressing every year.
I was about to say that the dressing didn't make it into the tradition. No, like, the salsa stayed at home.
You don't put salsa in dressing.
It can be very challenging when people show up with dishes that are not what you're used to.
Yeah.
I have experienced that also. And I'm like, but you said green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole comes off the back of the like fried onion container. That is the only way to make green bean casserole.
Probably the most unhealthiest way, like, to make it. That's the only.
That
way.
Is it. That is that is Thanksgiving.
No, okay, I'm full agreement.
Guys, it's December, and I don't have to tell you how busy I am, because you are too. But you know what's saving my life right now? All the time I'm saving in the kitchen, thanks to Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. And this holiday season, you can treat yourself to delicious premium recipes that'll support your wellness goals and taste great too. Green Chef has pre-made and pre-measured sauces, dressings, and spices that'll take time out of your meal prep so you can spend more time playing Hallmark movie bingo with your friends. You know, the important things. Listen, I don't know where Green Chef's spicy turkey egg roll bowls have been all my life. They have all kinds of veggies like zucchini and carrots and cabbage that my kids actually enjoy, probably because they're drizzled with this amazing ginger lime aioli that I practically want to eat all by itself with a spoon. So this holiday season, get healthy dinners on the table fast with Green Chef. Go to greenchef.com/simplified599 and use code simplified599 to get $5.99 per meal on your first box, and your first box ships free. One more time, go to greenchef.com/simplified599 and use code simplified599 to get $5.99 per meal on your first box, and your first box ships free. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. The Simplified Podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. There are so many times I've wished that life came with a user manual, like when I started a business in my spare bedroom 15 years ago. I can't tell you how many mistakes I've made along the way, but unfortunately, life does not come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you and you feel like you're stuck, talk to a therapist. They're trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills so you can get back on track. Going to therapy is one of the best decisions I've ever made for myself. Now I know that when things feel overwhelming or I feel stuck, I can ask my teammates for help, and they're happy to give it to me. That's helped me let go of so much stress and find so much peace. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% on your first month at betterhelp.com/simplified. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/simplified.
So everybody has different ways of coping with like the family quirks, the awkward situations, the you know, the father who brings up politics or like whatever, right? So I'm going to ask you about different ways that you would deal with some hypothetical situations.
Okay.
And if you have like a story of a time you dealt with that kind of thing, you have to tell it. But I want to learn from your wisdom, or even if you stuck your foot in your mouth, that's fine too. So let's say you are at the holiday dinner table. Everybody's seated and you're all around the table and everything's wonderful and nobody brought salsa dressing or whatever. And you're with that one uncle. The one, you know,
the one
who's like, who like says something that starts a riot and just like keeps saying things that you like, you literally at your core don't agree with. Yeah. What do you do?
Okay. I've been here. I am here most major holidays. I am here. And I've had this happen to me in particular, like very hot button issues. We have a lot of, I would say that Tyler and I, we don't identify with like any particular party fully, right? Mm-hmm. Like I cannot get behind any party fully.
Same.
And so I am always the person, I want to have an open conversation.
Yeah.
Like I would love to hear your perspective on this.
Yeah.
Deep down inside, I am screaming, but wait, please
but
stop.
Wait.
Do better. I love people's perspective. So there's a couple things that I've realized. And that is like, I have decided, number one, you keep expectations very low. Like keep them the lowest. If you keep them low, you walk in and you have a great time. And that conversation doesn't dominate the whole day, right? You don't walk away from it being like, well, that was a bust because we talked about this. Like I'm not giving them that much credit. I would rather enjoy. So I lower my expectations. The other two is please realize that like one conversation isn't going to change someone's mind. Not on something this monumental to them, right? Like, so these hot button issues, it's not where we used to be able to say like, we don't talk about politics.
Yeah.
Talk about them. Like if they do come up, because I think we are like entering that place of like, it's happening. People are talking about them more.
Right.
And so, especially the generations coming up, they want to talk about things.
They want to talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like definitely talk about it, but just realize like maybe you're not there to sit and change someone's mind. And I promise if you take it from that perspective and just let them talk, like you'll see a lot more. And it's hard to like control yourself when you're like, I'm sorry. Check, please.
Right.
There's no check. You're there for the day.
But you're wrong. Right. No, like, I get it. I think that that is beautiful and I completely agree. I have learned because they're like at our big family gatherings, there are people that I disagree with on certain things in life. Yeah. And if you can get to a point of like having a healthy conversation around something like that, man, that's cool. Like, I feel like I learn a lot in those. I don't necessarily change my mind and I don't think anybody else changes their mind, but
I think, and that's what it really comes down to is like I've kind of identified the people in my family and Tyler's family that like, okay, I know that like this isn't going to go the way that I would love it to go, but I don't know where else they're being heard in their life. Like I do have a lot of friends that support me and like we have very differing opinions or different opinions in different places. And like we can sit and I'm so grateful for that space. But I know that there's a lot of people that don't have that space. So if I can establish that and like kind of make them feel like, hey, I'm not going to come after you because you have a different opinion.
Yeah.
I think that really changes the game and it's going to keep a very healthy dinner environment. Let someone else set the table on fire and then you just get to watch, right?
I also think, so it like if a conversation like that comes up, having a way to like redirect is also a good tool to have in your pocket. Like at holiday dinner, so we do this at Thanksgiving and then we've also done it on Christmas Eve before, but my family will I print out these like conversation starters and it sounds so cheesy and hokey, but it's really cute. Like
I get that. And it doesn't surprise me at all that you do.
No one is surprised. So we print out these like conversation starters, and it starts out a little hokey because it's like, what was the best memory you made this year? But then it turns into like, say something about the person to your left. And as people get more comfortable with it, like it becomes a really cool way of connecting beyond all the things that we disagree about, you know?
No, I love that. I love like, obviously, prompts are nice too because it gives a little bit of control, right? Like, let me just try and like manage the boundaries.
Just need a mason jar. That's it. I also think that a lot of the awkward things that happen, like for instance, Brian Lay, I'm married to him. I can call him out right here. So he on Thanksgiving, like Thanksgiving to me is about two things. It's 70% the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's 30% all the food that we're going to eat and get together with family. That is just the truth of the matter.
Like sprinkles of gratitude. Just somewhere there for any listener. Who's
somewhere. For Brian Lay, it is 95% about football games.
Right.
And 5% about getting together with people that you love and eating food. So the first Thanksgiving that we had with my family, Brian Lay was glued to his iPhone because he had access to football games that weren't on the television.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, really? Like my, I'm trying to like introduce you to my family and you are, you have your nose in a phone. But I think a lot of like our disappointments or our feelings about awkwardness or like whatever come from our expectations that, that Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever has to look a certain way, you know? And I, in my ripe old age of 39, am learning that, like, that is the root of a lot of unhappiness for a lot of people. The way you think something's supposed to look or supposed to be because of TV or social media or whatever you've dreamed up. Like if I think Thanksgiving is supposed to look like everyone's singing Kumbaya around a table and nothing gets burned and no kid screams and nobody brings up something hot topic, like, that's going to stink. But if you kind of lean into the idea that, like, it's messy and that's just what family is. Like, it makes it better.
And also, like, you're literally inviting people who have been raised by different people to come to the same table.
Yeah.
So obviously, like, having perspective, the same way you want to keep expectations low, have perspective. Like, whether Brian, and I'm not calling you out, I'm not your therapist right now, but like for Brian, like that could have been like, who knows what his upbringing was with Thanksgiving? And like, maybe that's a very easy like coping mechanism because like he isn't used to a huge family gathering Thanksgiving. And like, he feels very comfortable watching football. And like, so again, like not taking things personally is probably the biggest way to change the game when it comes to holiday events and interactions, because you are asking people to bring everything that they've been raised on and sit at your table. So they're going to bring everything.
All the things.
Yeah.
All the things.
Yes.
That is so true. This episode's coming out after Thanksgiving, but we're recording it before Thanksgiving. So I keep thinking about Thanksgiving, but like, I think that the bigger you open your table, like the better. And we've had Thanksgivings where like random people who aren't family have come because they've had family out of town or they're newly single or whatever. And like, make the table bigger, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Tyler's family's actually like made me reconsider my heart on a lot of this because I would show up to Thanksgiving and I am very much the person like I'm dressing for the day.
Yeah.
I have all fall tones on. I am in my brain. I have Christmas playlist on the way there because after this, we put up the tree, obviously. Yeah. Like, I am in full blown and I've gotten there and there are two people there that I've never met in my entire life.
Right.
I have no idea who they are. And Tyler's family is like, we met them at church on Sunday. We asked them to come.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, let's do this. And now I feel like I have to be worried about my kids or, you know, like how I'm acting. And I've just kind of like, they've really made me soften my heart in the way of they don't care.
No one cares.
Like you included them on the day, you extended your table. They're there to eat and be in fellowship. And like,
that's love that.
Yes.
I love that perspective. Like, I want to be more like that and less like, oh my God, another person's coming. Do I have enough turkey? Like,
wait, no, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
If you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. I know a place where you can get a last-minute gift that'll feel like you spent weeks searching for it. You've got to check out Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods has the best gifts for everyone in your life. I'm talking moms, dads, teens, in-laws, besties, whoever. And this isn't stuff you can just find at Target. Uncommon Goods has unique creative gifts, often handmade by independent artists and makers. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at Uncommon Goods, like a make-your-own hot sauce kit, or a murder mystery jigsaw puzzle, or even a custom sweatshirt that's embroidered with a pet's face, like the face that belongs to your person's pet. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/simplified. That's uncommongoods.com/simplified for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We are all out of the ordinary. From curling and straightening to hairspray to over bleaching, we've all done some damage to our hair. I can't tell you how hard I've tried to get my hair to hold some curl, and it never does. But over the years, I've kind of made my hair a bit thin and brittle. So if you're like me and struggle to have longer and thicker hair after years of damage, you have to give Vegamore a try. Vegamore has something for everyone looking to improve their hair health, but I highly recommend their Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit. Just massage the shampoo into your scalp for 60 seconds and then follow up with conditioner. And in no time, you'll see that your hair is thicker and fuller all the way from the roots. That's what I've seen with my hair. Even though I still curl and straighten it every day, it hasn't felt this thick and full in years. So don't let damage of the past hold your hair back. See your hair's full potential with Vegamore. Go to vegamore.com/simplified and use code SIMPLIFIED to save 20% on your first order. That's Vegamore, VEGAMOUR.com/simplified, code SIMPLIFIED to save 20%. Vegamore.com/simplified.
I have three rapid fire questions for you. Whoop. Are you ready? So this is like, you just spit it out, whatever comes to your brain. I'm scared. Okay. What is your favorite dish to eat at the holidays?
Okay. I'm going to identify like two holidays. Thanksgiving, I would say, okay, my grandma makes this broccoli and rice casserole situation.
Oh, I'm hungry. That sounds so good.
It's like rice, broccoli, and like Velveeta cheese, nothing, or like cheese whip. Like it's like the worst, like in terms of like health. That's my favorite dish, Thanksgiving. And then Christmas, I would have to say I love Tyler's mom ambrosia salad.
Ooh.
It's like one of my, it's like a Waldorf salad, the green stuff. Green stuff, like what we label it on salad bars. I love ambrosia salad. That and I may be delicious. In the minority here. That'll be a hot take for commons.
That'll be a hot take. My Thanksgiving, I love Momo's dressing. My mom makes it. I also, for Christmas, we do a snack dinner for Christmas Eve. And when I was growing up, I told this story somewhere recently, I forget where, but on Christmas morning, my dad has like three brothers and a sister and all of them and all their kids and their grandparents would get together. And my whole family's from Alabama. So they would make blintzes, which are like crepes, but they have this filling that's like cottage cheese and powdered sugar. It's very strange.
I was on board. I stepped off board. I want to be back on board.
Crepes. It's basically like a crepe, but it's filled with something very strange and is an Alabama thing, I think. So I hated that and I didn't eat it. And so I would eat the cheese and crackers from the night before on Christmas morning. And so like to me, like a good like charcuterie board, that's Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes. And that is, that's another exit strategy. Like having something, always have an appetizer. Like If you're just relying on conversation to fill the room before dinner, you are already setting yourself up for failure.
You need
snacks. You have to have things to stuff in your mouth. As people well, that's crazy. Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom.
Sorry, just took a bite. Which family member can you rely on for a laugh?
Oh, for a laugh, Tyler, for sure. Tyler knows my cues and my tells. So like we usually have a code word.
Yeah.
When I am like, let's wrap this shindig up. It's
time to go.
But he loves to set me up. Like as I was talking about like setting other people up.
I want to hang out with Tyler.
He will bring up very embarrassing things about me in nonchalant ways. Like, oh yeah, just had that happen to her at preschool the other day at drop off. And I'm like, why did we go here?
Why?
Okay. Yeah.
That's amazing. So I have three and it's Brian, his brother, Mike, who is Jessa, I need you to meet Mike.
Dude, brothers to your husbands are the best.
You will pee your pants. If you don't pee your pants when you meet Mike, like something's wrong with you. He is so funny because he's one of those people that will absolutely go there. And you're like, did you just say that? My dad has the same sense of humor, believe it or not. And so the three of them, it is like a circus troupe. And they're very fun. Okay, last rapid fire. What is your all-time favorite holiday movie?
Holiday movie, Santa Claus, absolutely. Tim Allen is...
That's good.
I am obsessed with him. I love that movie. I watch it at all points in the year. At any time that I am feeling extremely depressed, I will put on Santa Claus and I will take a hot shower. I will come out. I will put Santa Claus on and I will force everyone in the house to pretend like it is Christmas Eve at Denny's and Tyler just burned the turkey.
So I have two categories. I have funny movie and I have serious movie. It's a Wonderful Life. You just have to watch it.
Oh, yeah. No, yes, absolutely.
You just have to. And then Elf.
Elf is great. I mean,
you did it.
Wolf, best cup of coffee. We know so many lines.
I know
lines.
Every line. Like, I think it's I could perform so the whole movie.
Absolutely. Tyler would be very upset with me that I didn't mention A Christmas Story.
Shoot your eye out.
That has been a very, nostalgic thing for how we have a leg lamp.
Of course you do.
We have a whole glass set of...
The BB gun?
Leland got a BB gun one Christmas. It was the Red Ryder. That was the only one I was allowed to purchase because... You don't do anything else.
That's amazing. Okay, and also Christmas Vacation. My parents are obsessed with Christmas Vacation. Like, they love them. After my dad goes out and cusses up a storm trying to put up the reindeer in the front of their house, they come in and watch it, and it's just like a thing. Yes.
I remember that movie being like, wow, I feel so cool right now because my mom and dad are letting me watch this movie, and it feels kind of bad, but we're not going to say anything because they're very into it. And so, it was one that I got to, watch at a young age and, feel, very, wow, I'm so cool that I got to watch.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Jessa, thank you for coming on the podcast. Do you have any parting words of wisdom for our listeners today?
I would just say, guys, don't take it so seriously. Eat the turkey. Yeah, eat the ham. Eat all the
pie. Eat the salsa dressing. You might like
it. Eat the salsa. You may love it. Someone did. Someone liked
Somebody
it.
Somebody did.
And they were... At some point. They made it again. Yeah, try the things, be patient, give grace, don't take it so seriously.
When in doubt, stuff food in your mouth and walk out the door.
When in doubt, throttle out.
Okay? We're going to end on that.
All right.
All right, y'all, that was fun. I knew it was going to be fun. It always is fun when Jess is involved. As we close out this episode, I would like to say a blessing for you as we leave this time together and get back to our days. As you gather with family this holiday season, may you remember how to breathe. May you remember that you don't always have to agree with someone, that sometimes you're going to leave things unresolved, and that discomfort doesn't mean you've done something wrong. And in the heat of the moment, may you keep a cool head and remember the ways you're more alike than different. And above all, I hope you enjoy the times you have together and get to laugh a lot along the way. As always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice. So here is your task. Between different ages and interests, sometimes it's hard to find things to do with your family. If you need some ideas on things to do while you're all under the same roof, don't worry. The Simplified Podcast has you covered. Go back to episode 45. It's called Movies and Games That Bring Family Together. When I tell you we have dozens of ideas for you here, I truly mean it. Some are holiday themed, some are evergreen, but we've got ideas that all ages can enjoy together here. Give that a listen and let me know what works for you. Thanks for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode helps you deal with whatever family awkwardness you encounter at the holidays this year. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, and you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products, and you can get a gift card if you need a last-minute gift. Speaking of gifts, if you need a quick one you can pick up today, you can find my new book called Sure as the Sunrise, 100 Morning Meditations on God's Mercy and Delight, right now wherever you buy books. Thanks for listening to this show. It means the world to me because I love making it for you. Thanks for subscribing and reviewing. If there's something you're loving about the show, you can drop me a line over on Apple Podcasts. I read all your words and take them to heart. Till next time, thanks for listening. Bye.